Okay, I'm sorry guys, we're a little bit late. We have new equipment. It worked fine when we talked to Seth earlier. And this is Barbara Leonard at Inner Garden, and we are on the air now. So we have Patricia Connor here, and Patricia is one of my ministers in training. We have Allie on the line. Allie, can you hear us?
Hi. Yes, I can. I had to unmute my microphone.
Okay, if you use your microphone, you can hear us.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Almost. Anyway, I'm using my cell phone. It might be a bill and a half, but we'll get this thing on the road. Allie, if you want to just hold on for a few minutes, and I'm just going to talk to Patricia a little bit and have her talk a little bit about this new program that she and her friend Joy are putting up that's actually called Kindness is the Key. And so I'm going to pass it over to Patricia Connor, and she's going to talk a little bit about that, and then people can call in and talk to Allie and talk to Patricia and talk to me.
Yes, hello, this is Patricia, and I'm really happy that Barbara invited me here tonight. And she asked me to talk about our new project, which is Kindness is Key, Opening Doors to the Life You Are Meant to Love. We've had two presentations here at the chapel, which have been extremely successful. And we're starting a course, and it's an 8-hour course. It's scheduled for December the 3rd from 7 to 9:30 at night, and on the 4th, a Saturday, from 8:30 to 2:30. And it's called Uniquely You Purpose Path Training. And it's applying the 13 keys of kindness that we have come up with. And it's a great investment of your time, 8-hour investment of your time, basically to take a look at your life personally, professionally, and spiritually, and put some things in the ground, seed some seeds, put them in the ground to see what comes up. And I think that people will really get a lot out of it. I know that when we were putting this program together, I put Joy through it, and she got a lot out of it and basically got reunited with her big dream, which is to write. And she is already a published author, but now she's already 3/4 of the way through for her new book. So it's very exciting what you can do once you start focusing on what is your path in this lifetime. So thank you very much for the time, Barbara, and if anybody has any questions about this training, I'd be happy to answer them, and I'll hand you back to Barbara.
Hi. Allie, you're there too, are you?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. So would you want to introduce yourself, Allie, your name and where you're living and all that kind of nice thing?
Do I give them my the cell number so they can send me mail?
Sure.
I'm in cell block too. No. Nope.
Especially if they don't like the show, they can send you the mail.
Oh, okay. So my name is Allie Chudzik, and I'm a friend of Miss Reverend Barbara Leonard, and I'm a spiritual intuitive and medium, and I am the apparently the New Age Joan Rivers / Barbara Walters. So that should tell you a lot about me right there.
In other words, you love to talk, right?
Absolutely, and I love to make people laugh and laugh about themselves, right?
Sounds good. Listen, Allie, we have probably be getting a few calls in here, and so between you and Patricia, and I will probably answer a few, but we've got three people in our audience here. And so I'm going to give you to a young woman by the name of Georgina. And Georgina's going to say hi to you, and she can ask you a question, and maybe you can give her an intuitive answer.
Okay.
What do you think? Okay.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi, it's Georgina?
Yes.
Hi. That's a very pretty name, by the way.
Thank you.
So what is your question?
My question is, what do you see for my work path?
Okay. What is your date of birth?
January 14th.
That's all I need.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just ask you, what are you doing currently now?
I have a government job.
Okay. What's interesting for me is, I don't know if you're in school or thinking about going back to school, but I kind of see you going back and into, what I would call a sort of a healing energy or healing art form, as a side practice or a side business. Your primary, source of income, I'm sure, is your job now, and honestly, a government job is kind of hard to give up when there's pretty good pension and benefits. Well, at least in the States, I'm not sure about in Canada, but I kind of just see you kind of floating into another direction. And let me just ask you, is this a second job career that you've had?
The government job?
Is this a second job career, meaning that you did something before you got the government job, yeah?
No, but I do have something on the side that I'm just starting.
Okay. Does it have anything to do with this particular field of healing?
Psychic healing, yes.
I'm sorry. Can you speak up just a little bit, Georgina?
Absolutely, yes. Psychic and healing, yes.
Okay. So that's what I was saying to you that, you know, I felt was going on. It's kind of interesting, though. I got to go back here because they keep insisting that before you started working for the government that you had, you were doing other work, and then you kind of segued into this. It almost feels like it kind of fell in your lap in a very strange way, your government job. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, and as far as the secondary business, and I said you would be doing this on the side, right, and into the healing, which is where I felt you belonged, it's going to be very successful. It's going to take you probably anywhere from probably 13 months to 15 months to get it up and going to where you have a level of comfort and there's a steady stream of income and referrals and whatnot. But I also kind of feel like there's, I don't know if you do Reiki or any kind of hands-on healing or quantum healing or therapeutic healing, but I kind of feel like that's also incorporated into what you're doing. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay, this is definitely the way for you to go, and definitely something that I'll be honest with you. As you're going to be segueing out of this government job for me probably in the next 3 to 5 years, and completely into what you're starting as a secondary business and to your golden years as a full time position.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with all that.
So, but that's a good thing. And the only other thing that I would say to you is, you got to kind of come out of your shell just a little bit. You're good at what you do, but you live inside of a little box. And fear has been the better part of what's held you back for a long time. You probably should have been doing this probably about 10 years ago. But don't worry about other people and what other people think. There's too much chit-chat connected to people that are around you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, just ignore them, pretty much, is what I'm getting from Spirit. Just ignore them because this has been your rightful path. And you've been like this, you know, pretty much your whole life. You're born a natural healer, in my opinion. And it's something that you've always had a knack at doing, always been like the dear Abby of your friends and stuff. So, this is something that is just a natural part of who you are. It's just like your arms and legs. So my encouragement to you is to go for it and go for it, you know, full force, and, you know, and just allow yourself to make those connections, you know, maybe put a website up for yourself and, you know, do these types of things that will help your business to flourish. But you do something just, you know, and I can't put my finger on it, but it feels like energetically for me, like you do something that's just a little bit different than the average intuitive. So I don't know if that's incorporating like a quantum touch healing or something like that. But if that's what it is, that's definitely your niche and your knack. It's that connective energy that works really well. So, you know, that's a good thing. And congratulations on coming out of your closet.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's all accurate, and I can feel that it is right. I am a psychic medium, and I can tell when things are ringing true and not, and that all rings very true. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, and thank you for joining the rest of us who are out here to make a difference. And it's not about, if we're the best at what we do, it's about how we can help heal other people and pay it forward. And you've been doing that quietly for a long time. Now it's time to do it more publicly.
Yes, I have, and I thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Have a great I'm going
to you too, Georgina. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
My gal here was quite thrilled with your reading.
Oh, I'm glad. She's a sweetheart, and it's a and I'm glad she's connected with you, because if I know you, Barb, you'll bring her out of her box.
Well, that's for sure. I'll tell you, I'm a really fortunate person. I have another gal here too. See, we're not getting any buzzes from Seth. You haven't heard any clicks or anything from him, eh? So
Hello? Hello? Okay. Gotta love technology. So, you're listening to Reverend Barbara Leonard and the Inner Garden.
Hello. Hi, Ellie?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
It's Catherine. I was just talking to Seth and he reconnected us. So, it's Catherine. Yes, I have a question for you.
Okay, hi, Catherine.
Hi.
This is crazy with technology tonight. Oh, my goodness.
It is. Well, I've heard it's the magnetic grid, so I'm sticking with that story.
Okay, I'll stick with it, too.
My question is, what do you see for me next year?
Oh, okay, just give me your date of birth.
March
I don't need the
1st.
Year, just the month and the day for me.
Okay, March 1st.
Okay, little Pisces.
Yes.
Okay, this is interesting. This is sort of a third change in life. It's almost like in your 20s you did one thing. Are you in your 40s?
50s.
Okay. So good. So you sound younger to me, but this is like, and I'm going to say it this way, this is like a third sort of life change, whether it's career change, but like in your 20s you did one thing, and then in your late 30s you changed, and your 40s you changed again. So I kind of feel like your energy for me is almost chameleon. Like you can pretty much do anything you put your mind to and set your mind to. And, you know, next year actually, and this is the way that I get it from spirit, but whatever it is that you're doing, and I'm kind of going in here into sort of an intuitive energy as well. But I also pick up artistry with you. So I don't know if you do painting or writing or anything along that line, but, you know, Gabriel's connected for me with you. So for me, that just means that he's there to help you with your creativity. I either feel writing or painting or some sort of artist connection. But next year is like a breakout year for you. Primarily when I get to the month of May, I feel like there's a lot of blossoming energy for you. And I really want to go to mid-May, around the 15th of May, with you. And also there's a strong connection to the month of June and July with you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay, June, I kind of feel like there's a, and I'm going to go, I'm also going to go into, I want to say, it's interesting because I came across this 6-6 on one level. So, 6 for me, the first 6 is the month of June. The second 6 would be, I don't know if it's June 6th or it's the 6th day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing that's connected to you. If it's not June 6th itself, it's the 6th day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing that's connected.
Sorry, Ellie, it's not registering at the moment.
That's okay. It's fine. It's just coming in connective energy for me. But also the month of July, I want to go that there's an anniversary celebration in particular. Now, would that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah. There is, not mine, but there is one in my family.
Okay, so I'm bringing forth what I'm looking at and hearing from Spirit connected to you, whether it's you or, you know, obviously extended family. And also, let me just ask you, do you have three children?
I have more. I have four. And we're actually a blended family. I have five.
Okay, so four are yours and one added?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just asking because are you one of three? They're insisting on the number of three and the number of children, so.
No, I'm an only child.
Okay. That's interesting for me because when they bring up the children and they keep insisting that there's a three connection, usually it's you're one of three or you have three children. So there's a three energy connected in here to your child. Maybe it's the month of March. I don't want to really reach, but usually that's what it means for me. So I'm just going to kind of leave it at that, and maybe there's some connection in there somewhere. I don't know. But, you know, for you next year, I kind of think that there's another shift change in career, and even in personal life, I feel like there's a lot. There's some, I would say, broken bonds that are reconnecting. Would that make sense?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, well, it's a good connection, in terms of okay, I don't know if this is with a family person or a husband or a lover. I'm not really sure. You married? You're remarried,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just going to say whatever the reconnection is, they're giving it to me in a very positive way, and it's in a very loving way. So if you were thinking about it, it's actually a good thing, and there's been a lot of healing between point A and now. On a couple of levels, but and as far as for work and stuff, let me just ask you, what are you doing right now?
I'm also a psychic medium.
Okay,
that's what I do full time.
Okay, but would this be the third change for you?
Absolutely, I went through some significant changes. Yes.
Okay, so this next year, and this is the way that, like I said earlier, it's your breakout year. So, but really the month of May, again, I'm going to go, is kind of where you start to really shine and really come forth with what you're doing. And it's almost, you know, you're kind of cute. You remind me of Georgina, the last young lady. Even though this is what you've been doing full time for a while, you've still been doing it in a very quiet perspective. So,
yes.
So you're going to be doing more public work, maybe more lectures or a more gallery type, or readings. I don't know what you guys call them there in Canada, but, or platform, right? Is that what you guys call them? I think.
Yes.
But that's kind of where you're heading and where you're going. And also, let me just say in here, and let me just ask you this way, but, is mom still here or she's crossed over?
She's crossed over.
Okay, because there's a woman that comes in as a mom figure, but then also another woman comes in connected to her. She makes me feel like she's either a sister or the aunt to you from that side of the family.
Yes, I
okay.
Know who she is.
Okay, and let me just say that they're taking the credit for your gifts. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so I want to give that to you because there's a little laughter going in the background. And also, who's got the connection to, this is kind of funny, but, when they show me a reel in my head, it's like I Love Lucy and I keep looking at Ethel. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So because the way they're giving it to me is like, you'll understand, I don't get it. But there's a lot of laughter,
great.
I will say, on the other side connected in here with this conversation. And also, let me just point out that you have a quirky little habit that Dave enjoyed rubbing you about for years, or teasing you about for years.
Well, I have a couple of them.
Yeah,
hello?
But one that most people would be like, okay, that's a little strange. You know, it's not like you pick your nose or anything like that, but something a little different. Maybe you bite your nails. I don't know. But they're giving it to me as quirky, and I'm being told that you've been doing this since you're a little girl, and it's something that's just been like second nature or something. You know, like my daughter Christina, I'll give you for an example. Every time she takes her socks off, she's always looking between her toes for lint. Okay? Weird. It's my daughter. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So it's kind of.
I have a couple of different habits.
Okay. So I'm just going to acknowledge that your quirkiness is added to their humor on the other side, because they're actually enjoying this. But that, let me just also add in here that they're, of course, they're taking the credit, but they're also being very supportive. And also, let me just give you the name George, or Georgie comes in connected
yes.
to you.
Absolutely. That was the girl you just talked to, and she is a close friend of mine, yes.
Oh, okay, because I don't know. So, again, you know, you've got, you know, a really great spiritual support team on the other side, and, of course, family and friends. But also, let me just connect in here with Archangel Gabriel. That's also very powerful for you. So do you do any writing or artist work?
The only writing I do is, like, automatic writing or journaling.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you to do is take that journaling then to the next level, because part of what you're journaling and part of that type of energy, you want to connect in, even into Gabriel, and ask him to come in and help you, because they're giving you some channeled information. And so, and I think this is all part of your breakout energy. It's like there's a part of you that's learned to accept even that energy of channeling. So this is all part of where you're kind of going and where you're going forth from for next year.
Okay. Well, thank you. I can relate to all of that. And now that you have allowed me a minute to think about it, you said there's an anniversary important in July.
Yes.
Yes. There is a significant date in July that's going to be influential for me in July of next year.
Yeah, it's definitely July. And also remember, if you can't think of it now, but they insisted on the 6th of a month, so it's either a birthday anniversary or passing connected in here as well. So it could be to you or your children or your family or friends, but there's definitely that connection, and they're being, you know, when they insist, who am I to argue? So.
Yes, yes. I'll have to think on that one, but I
Oh, okay, and
will.
One more thing before you go. Let me just extend
yes.
to you the way they give it to me. I'm extending to you the white roses, and that's acknowledgement that there is a birthday that's coming up in this month connected to you also.
November. My ex-husband just had a birthday.
Okay, when they give me white roses, usually it's for the month I'm in. At best, I can go back 2 weeks, but I don't do any more than that. And that's just their acknowledgement that they're around and they're acknowledging the birthday. But I also kind of feel that there's a child's birthday in the family that's primary, and I want to go closer toward Thanksgiving with an energy of people in spirit on the other side being there.
Yes. Yes. I have an uncle who's passed over. His birthday is in October, and, yes, he has been on my mind quite a lot lately, actually.
Okay. Well, I just want to acknowledge that this is what's, you know, this is how they come through for me anyway. So so thank you for letting me connect. It was a lot of fun. And I hope you have fun with Ethel, because that was hilarious. So.
Yes, thank you so much. All
You're
right, I'm going to pass you back over to Barbara.
Okay.
Hi. It's really interesting. How you doing?
I'm good.
These guys are really, they're really excited.
Well, I'm glad. They're a lot of fun. They're they're all very gifted, and but you know what's interesting is, they're sort of, I would have said, even though they're both doing this on some level, but they've both been doing it. Actually, you have a third person there too, you said, right?
Yeah, I have. It has to be quick, though, because I think we've only got about 5 minutes before they're going to.
But they're all the same as far as their energy goes. They've sort of been the quiet psychics for years.
Yeah,
so.
We actually have four people besides myself here, but then Patricia is like with the other two girls right now. So I'm going to give it to Suzanne for a really quick one, if you don't mind.
Okay. No, no, not at all.
Well, Susanna says no. He doesn't need.
Okay.
She does need one, she said. I guess I'll have to do one for her.
Okay,
anyway,
no problem.
So it's been really great. We're going to have to do this more frequently.
Well, thank you for asking me. And don't forget, and for those of you listening, Reverend Barbara Leonard will be joining me on my radio show on Wings of Love Radio on December the 20th.
Exactly. Give them your website there, too, Ellie, if you would, so that they can get a hold of you.
Well, the radio show is on Achieve Radio, and that's on Monday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 Pacific. And on the 20th of December, we're going to have a special show with Reverend Barbara Leonard. And my website's alliechesleck.com, or I'm known as the G-Girl, because you can Google my name, Allie Cheslick, and even if you spell it wrong, it'll come up with something.
Oh, good. That's great. Well, too bad we were late getting started, because we've had such a good time. And also, I had some people that wanted to call in, and they're not going to get in, so maybe the next time that you're on, they'll have to call you then.
Okay,
or in the meantime,
no problem.
And email you or something.
Okay, and I'm on Facebook. They can find me on Facebook under Allie Cheslick. I'm pretty easy. I'm an easy good time girl to find, so.
Okay, sounds great. Really enjoyed having you on, Ellie.
Oh, thanks, Barbara. You know, I love you to death.
I'll give you a call tomorrow on my other. I'll give you a call on my other Skype tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be on and off, but I'll be around tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll catch up with you.
Okay, and thanks, Seth, for putting me in.
Oh, great. Anyway, we're going back now to working just with the Inner Garden people, and I'm going to ask Patricia to come back out here and have a chat with me and a chat with everybody. And then Zeth is going to come in here pretty quick and tell us that we have to go. So how are we doing there, Zeth? If we're running over, you better cut us off here. Anyway, Patricia, that was fun. After we got on the air with my cell phone, that might be expensive for the church, but however, there you go. Do you want to say a few things to Ellie about the great job she did as well as a minister in training? You're my number one girl.
Allie? Oh, you're gone. Well, anyway, I hope you're listening because I really enjoyed that. That was wonderful. Your readings were great, and thank you so much for coming on the show. And we're really excited around here in Inner Garden in Vancouver, Canada, or Surrey, Canada, BC, because there's lots of activity happening. And so if anybody's in the area and you're listening, come and see us. We have our regular service on Sundays at 11 a.m. And the address is Suite 100-14620 64th Avenue. So come and see us. And if not, go on the website at www.innergarden.com. And we have tons of activities. Almost every night we have something going on. So check us out. And here's Barbara.
Okay, thanks everybody. I'm sorry if we did create a problem for anybody that was trying to phone in. We will catch you next time. We're going to get all these technical difficulties ironed out. I think we have kind of a communication gremlin that comes around in here because we were working fine before we came on the air. So we will just thank everybody and thank Seth and the rest of the people down in the BBS radio. And they certainly have given us our start 4 years ago in December. Will be the anniversary when we started on air with them. And they were the groundwork for the beautiful chapel we now have. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Seth and Dawn and all the guys down there. Bye now. Have a great day, and angels go with you.